Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. Welcome to a new year. Happy New Year. I'm Ryan, and I'm the host for Redeem the Commute and for these daily challenges. Well, the final thing we're committed to as a community is committed to God and worship. This is one of those last but definitely not least kind of situations. Worship simply means giving worth to something or someone. And in this case, it's giving our ultimate worth to the ultimate one, God. One of the main ways we'll do that as a community of people learning to follow Jesus on our commute is through prayer. Every Friday, I'll be particularly challenging you to pray. However that looks in your context, it might just be you closing your eyes. It might just be you talking to God with your eyes open. It doesn't really matter as long as you're talking to God, as long as you pray. That's the main way we'll worship, but we'll also provide you with a music video every Friday, if that's going to help you worship. We want opportunities to tell God his role in our lives and how important he is, how much we love him. That's the point of worship. It's also going to be part of our large group gatherings. As I mentioned on Tuesday, we plan to gather together as groups all around the city, but then those groups will join together next fall in one great big celebration of what we've become, of what's been started here. When we do gather together, one of our main emphases is going to be to worship. Many churches have to do a lot of teaching on a Sunday, but we'll have done that every day of the week. And so Sunday is going to be a day we focus on worshiping God together as families, where the children aren't shuttled off somewhere else. You probably haven't seen them all week if you have children, but rather where the children are an integral part of our community, learning to worship God together and to follow Jesus. We want worship to be an important part of our effort to follow Jesus, but never the main attraction. We want the main attraction to be Jesus himself every day of the week, not just one weekly event. Well, normally now we'd have a discussion question for you to consider, but we'll start that up next week when we resume our exploration of Jesus' blessed sayings, known as the Beatitudes, that began the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. For now, I just want to encourage you to find a way to join in our community. One way might be to participate in our online discussion. One way might be to join our weekly coffee sessions, where we have coffee and discussion every Monday near the end of the day. We also have live courses that we're offering. The Marriage, Parenting Children, and Christianity 101 courses are all offered live and in person this January. And you can sign up on our website. And finally, I want you to know that we have opportunities to connect every day, wherever you are, in person, because we're wanting you to join with people in your life to learn what it means to follow Jesus with them. So grab somebody you know and start sharing this content with them and sharing life together with them in a group. Well, that's it for now.